Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We are just a day away from the 127th running of the Boston Marathon. Yesterday, remembrances and community service projects marked the 10th anniversary of the marathon bombings that killed three people and wounded hundreds of people. WBUR's Amanda Beland was in the Back Bay, where people were remembering the lives lost and also celebrating the oldest annual marathon in the world.
At 2:49 p.m., the exact time 10 years ago, when the first of two bombs exploded near the finish line. The Old South Church bells tolled as thousands of people, standing shoulder to shoulder on Boylston Street, paused. This weekend is evoking emotions of that horrific day a decade ago. And not just for the people who were directly impacted, or those of us who live here. Becky Grammons from St. Paul, Minnesota, and her family paused in front of one of the memorials.
It definitely is hard, just knowing that somebody did that to people that were out having a good time and enjoying the day and celebrating people.
Becky and her two sons had just run the Boston Athletic Association's 5K and were in town to support her husband and their dad as he prepares to run his first Boston Marathon. Down the street from the memorials in Copley Square, runners were picking up their bibs and a nearby beer tent was packed with people. Others were laughing and playing games like cornhole. This will be Yuki Chorney's 20th Boston Marathon. In 2013, she had just finished the race and was taking a shower at her hotel when she heard the bombs explode.
We don't ever want to forget what happened, but I think we have to look forward and make sure that to bring some happiness and joy and love back into everybody that's out there. And so my goal on Monday is to kind of spread a little bit of happiness to everybody.
For the seventh time, Joy Donahue of Hopkinton is running for charity.
And the marathon to me is a symbol of worldwide humanity. And everyone like you, like these policemen, the runners, we're all part of a team, a worldwide team. And this is Boston One. And I get, surprisingly, I didn't think I would be this emotional when I saw this, but I'm proud of everyone here.
City and race organizers asked people to perform acts of kindness to honor the lives lost and those injured, and to help the city move forward.
Imagine all the people living life in peace.
At one of the memorials, Berklee College of Music student Daniela Gomez and her classmate used their talents.
It's really an honor to be able to accompany music into this memorial, so that's why it was important for us to commemorate them.
A new finish line was unveiled, with a design meant to symbolize a city that has been hurt, and at the same time, a city that has grown stronger together. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amanda Beland.